Today, we are going to talk about owning it. I've been thinking about this concept of ownership a lot lately, particularly because there's a few people who have been in the news who are taking ownership of their name, their image, and their success. I think we should do the same, especially when it comes to our health. Let's talk about the power of owning it. Welcome to the Wishing You Well podcast, where together we talk about the people, places, and things which inspire us along the way on our health journey. I'm your host, health coach and Qigong instructor, Maria Patrick. Today we are diving in on the concept of owning it, taking responsibility for the steps you are going to take to live your best life. Dwayne The Rock Johnson made headlines a few weeks ago because he was appointed to the board of directors of TKO, which is the public company that owns the two big wrestling promotion companies, the WWE, the World Wrestling Entertainment, and UFC, the Ultimate Fighting Championship. The story made the news because Dwayne Johnson now officially has full ownership to his nickname, The Rock. He was granted full ownership of his trademarked in-ring name, which means that he will finally have the opportunity to collect royalties in connection with any of the sales for The Rock merchandise. This may remind you of another famous person who took ownership of what was rightfully hers, and that is none other than the singer, songwriter, and global superstar, Taylor Swift. Taylor has been one by one re-releasing her albums, this time under the name Taylor's Version and with a different record company, where she has full ownership of her music. Believe it or not, Taylor never had ownership of her catalog of music because there was a clause in the record deal which she signed when she was just 14 years old, which relinquished her master's rights. She now finally, after all these years, has got what she has fought for so hard for so long. Her music continues to break records, and now she owns it. What we can gather from these two stories, The Rock's and Taylor Swift's, is that it is very important when you do something, when you create something, when you work hard for something, that you own it. The most recent example of someone owning it is from the world of college sports. Could you hear the thunderous applause coming from Iowa City last week? It happened when Caitlin Clark, a member of the women's basketball team at the University of Iowa, broke the NCAA women's basketball scoring record. She became the highest scoring player in women's college basketball history. And she did it on Thursday with a career high and program record by scoring 49 points in the game which they played against Michigan. Caitlin's success on the basketball court is a big deal. It's a big deal for the University of Iowa, but it's also a big deal for college athletics overall, for women's sports, for basketball, both men's and women's, and for anyone who has had a goal they are trying to meet or a record they are trying to break. The Wall Street Journal has called it the Caitlin Clark economy because the way she's been playing and her success, how well she's done, how hard she's worked, has been drawing fans to hotels and restaurants wherever she plays. The ticket cost has been $1,000 per seat on the secondary market for people to see her play. Harry Smith said that he knew it was going to be the season of Caitlin when 55,000 people showed up for the season opener. Caitlin Clark has opened doors for young female players. She's increased media coverage of women's sports, and her ferocious, competitive spirit and unmatched work ethic are an inspiration to us all. Almost immediately after Caitlin broke the record, the sports company Nike released a t-shirt in Caitlin's honor featuring a fabulous slogan. You've heard of the slogan, you break it, you bought it. I've seen signs saying that in almost every gift shop I've ever been in since I was a kid. Well, to honor Caitlin, Nike released a t-shirt to commemorate her historic night featuring a customized slogan created just for her. You break it, you own it. What a great statement that is. Caitlin worked hard in order to shatter that scoring record, and now she owns that record. I love this story, and I happen to have just ordered myself one of those t-shirts. I haven't been so proud to wear a t-shirt since the one I had in middle school that said, "Women belong in the House and in the Senate, too." So let's talk about the concept of owning it. This is sometimes a hard concept to grasp. We have a difficult time accepting compliments. It can be a challenge to accept responsibility. We hide behind excuses. And I'm sure we can each think of a few people we know who have a hard time taking accountability for their actions. As a health coach, one of the most important ways in which I help people to improve their health is to encourage them to take ownership of their wellness journey. After all, I can't make the changes for them. As we know, every great journey starts with a single step. It can be hard to take that first step towards better health, and this is where having someone to help you can really make a difference. I am here today to help you continue on that journey if you've already begun, or to encourage you to start. I will guide you. I'm going to give you some tips today. You'll have takeaways, but then you'll be owning it. You break it, you own it. So let's dive in and get started on improving our health. It's a marathon, not a sprint, which means it's not about quick fixes or overnight transformations, but about committing to small, sustainable changes. Taking this approach can add up to big results over time. I think the most successful programs are the ones which meet you where you are, which means that you first need to figure out how you're feeling, both physically and mentally, and identify the areas of your health which need improvement. This will give you a great place to start, and you can, from that start, have a place to measure your progress. You may want to schedule an appointment with your doctor. This is a good way to discuss any concerns that you may have and to get a handle on your baseline, working with your starting numbers like your BMI, your body mass index, your weight, and create some weight management goals, your blood pressure, your cholesterol, and your blood sugar number. Once you have a handle on your current health status, it will be easier to set goals. Just like Caitlin Clark's goal to break that basketball scoring record. It may have seemed unattainable at first, but it certainly became something to shoot for. If the goals you set are realistic and achievable, you can more easily stay focused and motivated, and you won't be setting yourself up for frustration or disappointment. So here are some ways to do that. If your goal is to lose weight, setting a target of losing a specific number of pounds within a given period can be a good start. But I think it's better to make it smaller goals. Instead of making a massive goal like I want to lose 50 pounds in 6 months, how about a smaller, sustainable, achievable goal like I'd like to lose 1 pound by a certain date from now, maybe 10 days from now. If your goal is to improve your sleep quality, you can start by establishing a consistent bedtime and wake-up schedule. Commit to doing for a certain number of days, maybe a week, going to bed a half hour earlier, then maybe increasing it to an hour earlier. If your goal is to exercise more, set a specific goal of working out for a certain amount of time each day. Instead of saying you're going to work out for 7 days in a row, maybe an easier goal would be I'm going to work out for 10 minutes a day or 15 minutes a day and chart that, see how that goes. If you'd like to eat better, start with a very specific goal, like maybe eating more fruits and vegetables. You can create a chart with a different fruit or vegetable to focus on every day or every week. Why is all of this so important? Because our health is the foundation upon which we build our lives. When you're healthy, you know this to be true, you'll have more focus, more energy, be more resilient, and have the strength to deal with life's challenges. Are you wondering where to begin? Sometimes getting started is the hardest part. I always suggest starting first with nutrition. Giving yourself the opportunity to eat a healthy, nutritious, and balanced diet. Just this past week, we heard all about the Atlantic diet, which is the cousin of the very popular and successful Mediterranean diet. They both consist of the following: a lot of fruits, vegetables, eating fish several times per week, whole grains, nuts, and seeds. If your diet is filled with the food from the Atlantic, you'll be well on your way to improving your health. Set a specific goal when it comes to implementing that diet. If you're not having any fish, try it once a week for the next couple of weeks. If you're already eating fish one night a week, bump it up to two or three. That's what I've been doing. If you couple that increased diet, improving the nutrition in your diet, with focusing on moderation, particularly in the areas of sugar and alcohol and unhealthy fats, if you combine that with portion control and making an effort to eat mindfully, you are creating for yourself a simple, successful, and most importantly, sustainable plan. I recommend planning your meals in advance. I also recommend keeping healthy snacks on hand and taking the big step. It's hard for a lot of us, but begin to get rid of the junk in your refrigerator, your freezer, and your pantry. Now, how does exercise come into this? We hear all the time about the fact that exercise is the key to living a healthy life. This is true. It's essential for maintaining both your physical health as well as your mental health. There are so many benefits to adding more movement into your daily life, such as increasing your energy, improving your mood, reducing your risk of chronic diseases, controlling your weight, improving your mental health, and overall boosting your quality of life. The key to having success in the area of exercise is to find something you enjoy doing so you will be happy to do it every day. Perhaps it's cardio activities for you, like walking or dancing or swimming. Maybe it's strength training, like using resistance bands and weights. Maybe it's a mindful workout that focuses on flexibility, like Qigong, which is what I teach, or Tai Chi, yoga, stretching. Whatever it is, keep your workouts engaging and fun. Add in the music you love or plan to exercise while you're watching a movie or your favorite program. If you connect the exercise that you may not want to do with something that you love doing, you'll be more apt to do it. My suggestion for staying motivated with your nutrition and your exercise is to add in a few other strategies for success, like using a helpful app for tracking your eating, your fitness, and your water consumption. Possibly getting a trainer or a friend, someone to encourage you to stay on track. Investing in a fitness tracker or a smart scale or both, so you can monitor your progress and stay motivated. And perhaps listening to podcasts for health and wellness inspiration, just like this one. Our health journey is an ongoing, lifelong process, one which we should embrace as an opportunity for growth and improvement. Once we cultivate good habits that support long-term health and wellness, like the things we've already talked about today, mindful eating, regular exercise, stress management techniques, we will be making conscious decisions and taking consistent actions to improve and maintain our physical, mental, and emotional well-being. It's all about learning and growing and evolving as we navigate the ups and downs of life and we strive to become the healthiest, happiest versions of ourselves. I want you to feel empowered, to own it, to take control of your well-being, to make informed decisions about your body and mind, and to cultivate habits that will support you long-term for your health and your happiness. Maintaining a healthy lifestyle is a lot like building a house. If it's not built on a stable foundation, it's going to topple over. It's not going to hold up very long. But when you build something with the right materials and with care and attention, it can and will stand strong for years to come. Remember, as I mentioned earlier, your health journey is a marathon, not a sprint. Be patient. Stay consistent. Try to learn something from any setbacks that you may run into. With determination, perseverance, and support, and I am here to support and encourage you along the way, and I hope you can rely on that, you can achieve your health goals and live a happier and healthier life. Your health journey begins today. Before you know it, you'll be channeling Caitlin Clark. You'll be reaching your goals and breaking records. Remember, if you break it, you own it. Thank you for tuning in today. I'm always grateful for your attention to this podcast, for the time that you spend listening. And as always, I am wishing you well.